That's a very important question, because it's only after I came out of prison in December 1969, the first time, that I heard that Imam Harun had been killed. So you can understand how tight the control of information was inside prisons. He was killed in September, and I didn't know about it. I never heard about it. So when we came out, we were shocked by this news. And then the community, the Muslim community, was totally traumatized by the killing of Shahid Imam Abdullah Harun. And they became more fearful, because if they could kill the leader in your community, what chance did the ordinary person stand? This had exactly the opposite effect on me. I said, on the basis of this martyrdom, because we believe that the tree of freedom is nourished by the blood of martyrs, and that became the inspiration for the formation of Qibla as a revolutionary Islamic movement. And up till today, everybody understands that that was the watershed in the Muslim community. That here was a person who had sacrificed his life and refused to compromise with the oppressors. And the youth were going to take that particular struggle forward. When I was banned, many Muslims didn't even want to greet me for fear of being contaminated by this revolutionary political virus. But others, on the other hand, made it their point to send messages of support and, you know, support us financially, etc. So that was very important for us.